It's a beautiful song in our white book, another one. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, dearest Lord. Let's sing it in closing. I've got five books here, and I can't find the page. Thank you. Number 28 in our white book. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Psalm 37 says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. I looked up that word delight in my Strong's Concordance last night, and it means to be pliable, to be soft. You know, if we'll spend some time just waiting on God tonight and just allowing him to soften our hearts like clay in the potter's hands, the Bible says that he'll put into our hearts those desires, those holy desires that will help us, that will draw us to Jesus and help us to live for him. Doesn't mean he'll get you the new Maserati that you've been wanting or that you've desired. I hope so, if it's his will. But better than that, holy desires set into your life by God himself, handles that he can get hold of to draw you to himself. Praise God. He needs time to do that. So let's give him time tonight. Praise God. It's been a sweet meeting, I think, tonight. At least for me, it has been. Jesus has been close. The things that we've heard by one and another have just warmed our heart toward him and caused us to rejoice. And so now let's dedicate the rest of this time to him. Praise God. Let's just pray, and then we'll change the order of our service and go back to your room as the Lord leads you. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Mabel, pray with us, please.
Dear Lord, we're just so thankful how you've just met us tonight to give us a delight into your word, Jesus, how precious it is. God, how transforming it is. And so we thank you for all that you've done. Seal that work tonight in our hearts. Let it burn deeply into our souls. And let us not forget how you've met us tonight. And now as we're here waiting on you, continue to minister to each one that which you have already purposed in your heart to do, to meet the needs deep in our souls. And Lord, just help us, God, to delight in you and to delight in your word, in your precious name.
Amen. God bless you all. Hallelujah. I love when young people pray in our church. We had a men's breakfast one time. We had some young men with us also. And my father-in-law told one of the men, the young men, why don't you close in prayer? And I thought, oh no, that poor kid. I've never heard him pray in my life. What a prayer came out of his mouth, out of his heart. Oh, he expressed a desire for the Lord. He picked up on the things that we spoke about. It was a total eye-opener to me. It was a window into his soul. And I saw what God was doing, the desires that he had set into his life, and that God was working in him. And often among our young people, when they pray, they kind of let down their guard. They just talk from their heart. And oh, you're surprised what's in that heart. You find Jesus there. And if they'll learn to just yield themselves more to God and seek the Lord, that will overflow into their life and become more obvious to others that Jesus is making himself real and precious to them. And I love to hear young people pray. I love to see them yield themselves to God. As I said before, you got to start somewhere. Hallelujah. God looks for our cooperation. But if we take one step in his direction, he takes 20 steps in ours, maybe 100, I don't know. Maybe there's some that would like to pray out tonight. Let God use you in altar service. Maybe there's a song you want to lead out in. Or maybe you just want to be still. God wants you to be still. But if the Holy Spirit prompts you, you're among friends. It goes for the older ones too. We are members of his body. We belong to each other.
Make it thine, it shall be.
the Lord.